Hello, this is Don Renshaw, Principal Trombone of the National Arts Center Orchestra. It's Monday, November the 7th, bright and early, and here I'm sitting here with all my wonderful colleagues in a bus, heading off to, wait a minute, I'll get it right, Prince Albert, right, thank you. So, here we are, Prince Albert, yeah, about an hour and a half away from Saskatoon, where we are residing in a beautiful hotel, and with me is one of my closest friends and colleagues, Doug Burden, bass trombonist extraordinaire of the National Arts Orchestra. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Don.
And how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just flattered with all your wonderful comments.
Hey, you ain't heard nothing yet. So, did you rest peacefully last night?
Well, I got to bed all right, but I got—I was up quite early. I think my body clock is a little bit on Ottawa time, so I woke up at 4:30 and then convinced myself to go back to bed. But other than that, it was a nice, restful sleep.
Excellent. Yeah, I had one too. The wonderful Canadian breakfast.
Yes.
Universally understood: two eggs, bacon.
Over easy.
So, well, anyway, we're heading off to a full day of work at a First Nations school, from what I understand. Well, actually, you're the official spokesperson, or actually, I would deem you the official spokesperson because you have a lot of information about it. But I forgot the name of the school. That's
Well, there are actually three schools that are going to be involved with today's activities.
Oh, yeah.
And they're about two teachers for each school.
Wedding pictures. Oh, later. Yeah.
And so I was out here in June with the first meeting of the teachers when they
advanced touring type.
Yeah. And they really didn't know what they were getting into. But what really made it possible for them to buy into the whole concept was when we played them the DVD of our visit to Kispiox in British Columbia last year. Once they actually saw that DVD, their eyes opened up, and it was amazing how they just bought right into the whole concept. One of the successful parts of this event will be the fact that a local music teacher by the name of Marta Green, who is quite a fine recorder teacher, actually instructed these three teachers from the various schools so that the teachers could then teach the students how to play the recorder.
And the recorders were provided?
They were provided by Yamaha Canada. And so there's the instruments plus basic study books.
So how many kids are we going to play for today?
I've heard
sensitive musicians.
That's our bus driver, Doug.
What does he know?
That's our other Doug on the bus. Claire Speed has told us that there'll be about 65 students that'll be playing the Vivaldi piece with us.
That's right. And we're going to be playing our own little selections, everything from Hockey Night in Canada to maybe Can-Can and other things.
SpongeBob. You can't. Which was arranged by our wonderful principal trombonist, Don Renshaw, here.
30-second arrangement.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, last year, I still have the memories fresh in my mind at Kispiox in northern B.C., and it's just wonderful to meet the kids and the look of wonder and all the, you know, these strange instruments they're seeing for the first time, and making music too with them was unforgettable. It's just such a wonderful. They were very patient too, and you know, through the long day, it was quite a long day we had. So today's one of those setups too, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll have rehearsals and the concert finally. At what time? We get there about, 10 or 11?
We should get there about 10:15 or so.
It's 8:45.
Yeah. And then we have half-hour rehearsals with the individual schools. So two of the brass players will meet with each school for half an hour just to make sure we're all on the same page. And then we'll meet together as a mass group, and Colin Traquair will conduct us because he is the one who arranged the music. And then we'll have a brass rehearsal. And following the brass rehearsal will be students from these schools rehearsing their grand entry.
Now, I heard about that. It's quite a spectacle.
So that's supposed to take about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's concert will be different in that we're actually performing in a proper concert hall setting, as opposed to a school gymnasium.
Oh yes, you'd spoken about that earlier. Quite a grand hall.
Right? Yeah. It's a beautiful facility, and I think it'll really lend itself to this sort of musical concert event.
Cool. Yeah. So, I don't know about you, but I'm really excited to be there and get a chance to meet the kids. We do, as you know, we've done school concerts throughout the years as chamber music, and it's always a great thrill to, every day, every time it's different, right, when you play concerts for kids. Yeah. The questions that come up and the shouts of joy, especially with the brass instruments, I have to admit, right, we can really get the word out, so to speak, acoustically, so it's nice to, kids really seem receptive to that.
One nice thing that Claire is doing this year is every student who will be participating in the Vivaldi piece will be given a certificate at the end of the concert. Claire's gone to the trouble of actually writing each student's name on the certificate, and we're going to present each one with her certificate and congratulate them, and hopefully it'll help be a nice keepsake to remember this day with them.
That means a lot, actually. The kid framing it on his wall with personal photos and things. I mean,
next to Sidney Crosby.
That's how I got my start, actually. Grade 6, someone came to our school, and it's just one of those things that grabs you and then you're hooked, so to speak. Yeah, that's fun. If there's anything else I can think of.
Well, this is signing off.
Yes, I guess we are.
We've run out of things to say for now. Goodbye and good luck.
We can't stress this any longer.
Going to commercial break.
Yeah.